Crazy Rich Asians is not breaking the mold with this typical rom-com story, but yet it does in so many other ways. Welcome to the best movie of the year so far, the show where I rank the top movies of the year every episode. As the year grows, the list grows, and the movies get better. But a show that always answers that question, what's the best movie of the year so far? So welcome back. I am John Ellis. Thanks for joining me today. Thanks for leaving your comments. I appreciate the discussion on social media, the back and forth we've been having. Several of you have left me 5 stars reviews and Apple Podcasts. That's really been great. It's helping other people find this show. So last time we talked about a movie called Searching. Now, Searching's a little different. It's a different type of filmmaking. It's kind of out of the mold of typical movies. And it's a movie that, if done poorly, it could have really made you feel claustrophobic and tired of it in 30 minutes. But that never happened for me. It was a great movie, kept me on the edge of my seat. And Searching, for me, is one of the better movies of 2018 so far. Now, unlike Searching, who went this different direction, sort of out of this mold, this week's movie is something kind of follows the typical rom-com story. Very formulaic, very predictable, but it's still one of the better movies of the year. Crazy Rich Asians. Crazy Rich Asians is a story of a New York professor, Rachel Chu, as played by Constance Wu. She's been dating her boyfriend. As she makes this trip to Singapore to go to this wedding, she starts realizing he's not only rich, which was a surprise, but also he's part of the richest family in Singapore. So there, she has to deal with the complexities to deal with a family that's this rich and a mother-in-law, that's a potential mother-in-law that's not very accepting. And she has to battle with that and battle with the culture of what's being there, being an Asian American in that world. Now, Crazy Rich Asians, as I mentioned, is not breaking any molds when it comes to romantic comedies. It's very formulaic, very, very predictable. In a sense, you feel like you, in some ways, you kind of see, you know, where this story is going. However, don't let that fool you, persuade you from not seeing this film. It's a delightful film to watch. It's an overload on the senses. From the food that practically jumps off the screen, you can sort of sense the food scenes, the amazing landscape and scenery of Singapore, the costume design, and the slight twist on familiar music that many of us know. Crazy Rich Asians is such a pleasant theater experience. Now, directed by John Chu, although he has a long resume of films, there's nothing quite as big as Crazy Rich Asians on his resume. The concept of this movie allows him to exaggerate everything. Houses are big and sets are big and the parties are even bigger. But going big is not always easy for a director, and Chu manages to pull it off, while still keeping it personal at personal levels and personal touches. He never allows a dull moment in the movie. Even when maybe the script goes down or the moment goes down, you're overwhelmed by the sensory going on with around you, from the colors to the scenery, like I mentioned, including a very over-the-top wedding with everything going on. But yet there's just these moments within this wedding that sort of slow it down, these simple moments, that sort of beautiful moments that make it worth it. Just some stares or just some tears, just little things that happen within that huge wedding that could add this personal touches to this big event. Now, Crazy Rich Asians is filled with this great cast that helps this story through. That starts with Constance Wu, who you may know from TV's Fresh Off the Boat. And as strong as Constance Wu and Henry Golding are in these starring roles and these lead roles, the supporting cast is really what makes this a great movie. Awkwafina plays the best friend in a typical rom-com style. She gets most of the laughs and she does great at those laughs. And there's specifically several scenes with her and Nico Santos, another character. Between the two of them, they bounce well off each other, and they get most of the laughs, and they're well-earned laughs, and they really, the two of them make this a great movie together as part of that supporting cast, and they do that so well. But Michelle Yeoh playing the mother, having a history of her own. It's not necessarily buying the new young American that Nick has brought into this house. She feels so regal as ever in this performance. If anything, I wanted more of her and more of her story. Her character is not the least bit funny in this film, which is also why it works. So everyone else has at least a few funny moments. She's intentionally not funny. And that's impressive in a movie where everyone seems to be. There's particularly one scene where the characters of Yeoh and Wu confront each other over a game of Mahjong. Now, I know nothing about the game of Mahjong. I don't know how it's played. I don't know what the rules are. I don't know how you win, how you lose. But that didn't seem to matter because the direction of this film, the direction of the scene, they build up this momentum. So you could sort of tell what was going on. You could tell when the big moments are, mainly because of the direction of this film and these two stars, these two lead actresses at each other and confronting each other. Overall, Crazy Rich Asians is a fun time in the theater. Sure, it has some of the typical tropes of a rom-com. There's the final airport scene that we've saw many times. There's a best friend slash gay friend wardrobe changing scene in front of a mirror. And yes, it's probably predictable. You probably know how it's going to go. But the bigness of this movie makes it worthwhile, makes it worth watching. Not to mention the obvious all-Asian cast. It's a step in the right direction for filmmaking. And I don't want to brush by that fact because it's important. And representation is important. And it's important from a filmmaking standpoint. And it's important from a film watching standpoint. And it makes a better film because of that. But that wouldn't work if the film was a dud. And Crazy Rich Asians is certainly not. It's a simple tale that won't surprise you. Maybe you know where this story's going, but that shouldn't stop you from going to see Crazy Rich Asians. The end result is a fun, enjoyable time in the theater. Making this film is one of the better films of the year so far. So let's quickly run through the top 10 movies of 2018 so far. So first, we're going to start with number 10. It's Tully. Number 9 is Where Searching Goes. Like Crazy Rich Asians, as good as it is, does not enter the top 10. Number 8, Natalie Portman in Annihilation. Number 7, A Quiet Place. Number 6, Black Klansman. 5, Leave No Trace. 4, Won't You Be My Neighbor. 3, Black Panther. Number 2, Paddington 2. And of course, still sitting at number 1 is 8th Grade. 8th Grade is still the best movie of 2018 so far. Thanks again for continuing to participate in these episodes. Likes and shares and commenting, it's all appreciated. As always, you can find the podcast on all the major channels. I appreciate those of you who have subscribed already. Find more reviews, discussions, and trailers on lsonmovies.com. I have another movie ready to talk about and lined up. That's coming very soon. So until then, I'll see you in the theater.